Now, from the economy to gastronomy. The holiday season is here. Annual rituals of roasting and sautéing and simmering and all those traditional methods of cooking you used to see from mom or maybe from dad. Now, among top chefs around the country, there's a new method. It's gaining a lot of popularity. It's called sous vide, and it's tantalizing diners' palates with new tastes and textures, as Marjorie Sun reports.
Sous vide is French for under vacuum. Cryovac is the less elegant-sounding term used by the food industry for the same process, vacuum-packing food in thick plastic pouches, usually to prolong shelf life. But recently, dozens of the best chefs from New York to San Francisco are using cryovacking in gourmet preparations. One of the top restaurants using cryovacking, or sous vide, is the famed French Laundry in Napa Valley. On a recent afternoon there, more than a dozen sous chefs prep for dinner in a sunlit kitchen. Chef Corey Lee says sous vide makes certain foods and recipes more delicious, partly because all the flavors stay inside the pouch.
So it's a great way of manipulating the environment that it's being cooked in and kind of concentrating that.
Instead of using the oven or stove for braising beef brisket, for instance, the chefs are cooking it today in a hot water bath at precise temperatures for a long time. First, the brisket was seasoned, partially roasted, and vacuum-packed. Now the meat's braising for two whole days in a water bath at 147 degrees. That's about 100 degrees below a traditional braise.
You're cooking it at a more gentle temperature, at just a temperature where the connective tissues and sinew and meat starts to break down, and therefore the meat gets tender, not getting a lot of water loss.
And that, Corey Lee says, makes the meat taste juicier. Sous vide also takes a lot of the guesswork out of cooking meat rare to well done. Kevin Hickey is executive chef at the Four Seasons and the Ritz-Carlton in Chicago.
We're not worrying about the differences of different ovens and hot spots and cold spots in ovens and how long we're cooking things and resting them and waiting and so on and so forth. We've got all of that has been perfected in the sous vide process.
Even fresh fruits being cryovac'd. At the French Laundry, Corey Lee hands me a slice of cryovac'd raw fuyu persimmon.
Wow, it tastes totally different.
Different
texture.
Well, right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's using sous vide technology, not to cook, but just to compress.
Yeah, and the flavor's different, too. It's
oh,
richer.
Absolutely. The best way to describe it is if you take the flavor and you take the texture and you just kind of condense it or compress it and concentrate it, that's what your result is.
Can you cook sous vide at home? Well, there are home versions of cryovacking machines, but home machines are not strong enough to compress fruit. Plus, there are virtually no sous vide recipes for home cooks. Besides, who has 2 days to monitor a braise? On the other hand, that might be easier than getting a coveted and impossible reservation at the French Laundry.
Thank you for calling the French Laundry restaurant. Our reservation office is currently closed.
For NPR News, I'm Marjorie Sun.
Our program's produced by Neil Carruth and edited by John Buckley. The director is Shireen Meraji. The production staff includes Steve Proffitt, Catherine Fox, Rob Sachs, Stephen Hoffman, Nihar Patel, Sky Road, and Jacob Conrad. The editors are Martha Little, Alicia Montgomery, and Slate's Andy Bowers. The technical director is Carlos Asensio, with engineer Sean Corey Campbell. The executive producer of Day to Day is Jeff Rogers. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.